Yes, my name is Diane Strickler. My star story is about my son. His name was Ivy Webster. And when he was in the second grade, he built the Roanoke Mountain and the Roanoke Star for a school project. And he had to, of course, build it with chicken wire and fill it and all of that. And he also had to write a little report. And so Carl Andrews lived right next door to us. And he interviewed Carl Andrews. And Mr. Andrews, he reminded me a lot of Colonel Sanders. But he made Ivy make an appointment with him. And so Ivy went down there and talked to Mrs. Andrews, and she said, yes, he could come on a certain day at a certain time. So my son had to dress up and walk down there, and Mr. Andrews came out with a bow tie and slicked back hair and a nice jacket. He was all dressed up, and they sat on the front porch, and Mrs. Andrews served them tea, while Mr. Andrews told his story of the star and how he got involved in it and how he became, the prominent person to preserve and restore the star. And so he told his story to my son. I don't have that story. I didn't keep the paper. But it was just the way he honored the star and took the time to settle himself down and make an appointment and get his thoughts together to tell this story to a little 7-year-old boy. And so that's my star story. I'll never forget that I thought it would be easy that Ivy would just walk down there and get a couple of words from Mr. Andrews, but Mr. Andrews took it very, very seriously whenever he was addressing his star story and how he preserved the star. So anyway, my son's now 31, and we laugh about it a lot. Whenever we go to the star, we see his plaque, and we think about living next door to him all those years. They were a strange couple, but he did have one passion, and that was the star. So anyway, that's my star story. Thanks. Bye-bye.